My adorable sweetheart. Darling, if only you were here the other day, you would have seen me working hard getting the wagon ready for a journey. And the morning I left, I was handed 6 letters, all from you, and this is the first chance I've had during the last 3 days to look at them. If you were here at the moment, I would just about hug you till you cried. I feel so happy. I've just been reading them, one dated in May and the other 5 in June. There is one thing, firstly. I opened one of the letters and I just sat still for a good 5 minutes, my eyes closed, just dreaming. A beautiful smell of perfume came from the letter. God, it was so tantalizing. A brief taste of heaven, and as you can imagine, I hung on to every second of it. It brought to me visions of our future, dear, you and I, and the happy times we have to have when I return. I had a good laugh from your letter number 28, referring to your liking for traveling. Believe me, darling, you can travel to the 4 corners of the earth, but in the end, the lights of home win, and the little old sleepy becomes a paradise. I only wish I'd found that out before. I wouldn't be over here now. I'd be with you. Thank you for the greetings song. I'd never heard of them before. They're quite nice, aren't they? I've just taken letter number 27 out again, and the perfume. Oh, darling, it's becoming too much. I shall do something drastic soon. Anything that will bring you in my arms forever, if you wish for things that way. I'm afraid your perfume has finished me now. This is the 3rd night without sleep. At the moment, I'm sitting in the wireless wagon, doing an all-night watch. It's an experiment. There are only 4 of us. The driver and 2 other operators are asleep. I'm in charge of the party, and HQ is 400 miles away at the present time, and I'm supposed to keep a continuous watch going until I came into contact with you in the shape and smell of that elusive, fragrant perfume. And I'm hanged if I can concentrate on my work now. My mind is in a glorious state of laziness, and I can hardly keep awake. So that's how things go at the time of 11:30 p.m. tonight. Please don't think me silly, darling, will you? But I get jealous as hell when I think of all those lucky devils who have the honor of dancing with you. I wish my arms would stretch 3,500 miles. You'd never be out of them. Would you mind all that, my dear? That song, Finn, it's not bad, except for the last verse. Please believe me, this is not just because your perfume has made me feel romantic and silly tonight. I'm quite sane, although dead tired. But the only time I will ever leave you is the day that we all have to reckon on sometime or other. And I was not born to die out here, like Bruce. I'm sick and tired of the sun, dear. How I'd love to be lost with you in thick London fog, stumbling over everything and everybody in an attempt to find our way along. Yet I'd adore to be lying with you on the lawn, sunbathing. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting to number my letters, dear. But I generally have to write them in odd moments, and I completely forgot. Any rate, I think this is about number 38, although I'll not swear to that fact. There is one thing, darling. Please don't think me insolent for this. But as you want to be certain of me, I think I should get some hold on you for a change. Could I have your solemn promise that, whatever happens, if you meet some person whom you may like more than me, that you'll wait until I return before you tie yourself down. Oh, darling, I know by rights I want kicking for doing this. You can forget about it if you wish, although if such a thing should happen, I'd be lost. I don't think I would return home. Somehow all the future would be too black. Besides, the saint is certainly going to need a partner in crime when he returns. Who will be there to mother and look after me if you leave me? Can you answer that? If so, you're a better person than I am. Have you received the photos yet, dear? Darling, I have a better idea. Although not very conversant with such things, could you give me some idea of the size of a ring to fit you? Then I can get one and send it by airmail to you. It's a kind of preliminary engagement, if you think that would make you any more sure of me. I think that would suit us both, don't you, with your mother's consent? I don't think either could break that. Please let me know that you will think about it. Well, as I seem to be writing a personal column tonight and this morning, can I add one question more? You said you would answer them all. What kind of children do you like best, boys or girls? Now, for heaven's sake, don't go jumping to conclusions, or, as Max Miller would say, don't get me wrong, lady. And please, dear, don't think I'm too forward. It's just curiosity. That thing that leads me into so much trouble, though. I think that perfume has put the devil's own ideas into my head tonight. It's becoming full of crazy, impudent questions, and I think one is quite enough to get me right into hot water already. If you do think you can stand the shock of some more, please let me know. Or the opposite, tell me off for being so cheeky. Well, sweetheart, there's about a dozen stations blasting away in my headphones at the moment, and the one I want should be amongst them. So I must close. God bless you, my beloved. I pray for you each night, and that day for both of us. All my fondest love and affection, your dearest fiancé, Jimmy.